because, you know, and there's two homeowners there with me. They couldn't afford really to pitch in, so I paid for everything.
It's just such a problem because
I trust me, I understand. Like my insurance rates were, my insurance was high because they said a fire truck couldn't get down there if they had to. I mean, so the solution, you know, now I'm not saying that we won't. I'm not saying we will. I'm just to understand that, that's why we're here. So don't. I guess what I run into a lot is people just automatically assume, well, county should take it over. And I don't know. Yeah, it might have to be a give and take. There might be, you know, and I don't know what Mr. Huff or Mr. Hayes is going to suggest right now, but if there is drainage issues, if there is, you know, maybe it's something where, okay, you guys pitch in, some of the culverts will install it. I mean, I know we've done that in other areas, so there might be a, there might be some sort of agreement we can make. Yes, sir. Sorry. What's that?
Where were the inspectors to see that it was done properly?
I've been building
our trades for 45 years.
Okay.
And
where from?
No,
where? Okay. Were you in the city limits or in the county or?
I just worked all over.
Right. So, yeah. So in the city limits, you would have to do something like that. In the county, that's part of the benefit of living in the county.
County too.
Right. Again, it's not Cook County; it's Taney County.
So, yeah, I know.
That,
so
and that's probably.
I'm just saying, when you issue a permit, you're supposed to inspect this stuff.
Depends on.
Properly done.
It depends on the laws and the regulations of that county. So, but anyways, like I said, so and you know, I don't know when that was done. Obviously, things have grown, and so we have different rules and different things in place now that we didn't have at that time.
14 years is the table, Trail Act, Timber Ridge Circles. We were the first house on,
okay,
on there. So it's been, well, almost
15
years.
Yeah, see, and I don't even know who was developing it. I really don't. Okay.
He skipped town.
So. But anyways, so yeah, is there, oh, you had something to say, ma'am? No, yeah. Right, no, not you, ma'am. Behind you, ma'am.
Some of our places didn't meet their specifications and measurements, and they said they couldn't, so they came up with that idea with that
camera,
jerk Shoffley, the ship and seal, other,
that just,
and it just made it worse.
Yeah. It does look like you got a right of way going right over the top of somebody's house.
Well, but in, yes, but the GIS mapping doesn't.
With the behind this, and they get flooded out all the time. And stuff. I mean, it's, I don't know like what they were doing when they did the drainage and anything, but it doesn't go any one particular way. It's
And it's not just with you guys. There are multiple places throughout the county that we are asked to step in after a private individual has made profit off of developing and not up to, you know. So again, it goes back to where, what is the government and the people's obligation to correct a wrong from 15, 20 years ago? I'm just, if you live downhill, that's where water flows.
And see, we were told that it was going to be.
I understand what you were told.
I know. We're just asking it.
I understand. I understand. I mean, again, I'm not saying that we're trying to, so this way we can kind of figure out, okay, what can we come to a solution, and maybe all sides win out.
And they didn't put culverts anywhere in it.
Okay.
Coming down. They corrected some of it, but a lot of it used to be just like a lake. They lifted the road up. The drainage
ditch
was on the opposite side because it was washed to be out.
Okay. But that, so that's why I'm going to go back to you guys. Is there some sort of agreement, drainage? Is there something we can do down there? Or what are your guys' thoughts?
We do that on various roads. The thing that I'm looking at, if we properly, I mean, I got to look at it realistically here for other people. If we put the proper drainage in there, the culverts, the ditch line, we get down to the turnaround, more than likely between those two homes right there is where the outlet has got to be. Therefore, look at where we're putting the water to the next residence off of Poverty Gulch.
Is it the one to the kind of the north?
Yes.
Right up there?
Yeah, he's getting flooded anyway, too.
But we would be putting a lot of water there quicker.
They come back and sue us for it.
Is that the way you see it, Randy? I mean,
it may be possible to work out a drainage with the residents there to get the water to Poverty Gulch, but once you get it to that point, you've got to get it across Poverty Gulch. Otherwise, you're going to flood out a public road that we currently don't maintain either.
Now, further on down, is there not a wet weather? Where's the wet weather? Kind of the creek? Is it Short Creek? Where's Short Creek at up there?
Short Creek's to the right of Poverty Gulch.
Right, so eventually it's all going into Short Creek.
Right. It's quite a ways to the right of it.
Again, is there something we can... Where do we start on compromising to see what can be done? We have the right-of-way, is that a correct statement?
Yes.
So there's not a space issue, not a right-of-way issue. It's strictly a drainage issue.
Yes.
Okay.
Strictly drainage. No turnaround. No.
Keep in mind that
we would basically have to rebuild the entire road.
Close if we survey it. We don't know, but just we can't always go off GIS mapping. But
right.
But basically, like I'd said before, we would have to scar fire the existing pavement. It's all broke up in there, and basically start from scratch.
Start.
Rebuilding the road and the ditch lines and turn around.
I'll come help them.
is the initial off of Iowa Colony kind of like a steep and then goes in? I wonder if it wouldn't be better to have it chip and sealed anyways for more grip during the winter.
It's got plenty of traction. You don't have any issue getting in and out of it.
Oh, no, we do.
Yes. Oh, you do?
Can't get up the
is it because it's loose? It's just because it's loose gravel or whatever's there? Okay.
Yeah, if it was taken in, it would be chip and seal right up to the edge of the pavement of Acacia Club.
How steep a grade is that?
I didn't put a meter on it, but it's not that.
That's not that. Probably, and it's not far. It's just a.
It's probably.
It's probably close to 18.
The approach?
Yeah.
No.
Is it not? Okay.
No. It's probably around 8.
Oh, is that on?
8 to 10.
I've got to be thinking of a different road off of.
You can see it on the video. I mean, how.
But then it levels out, doesn't it? I mean,
it levels?
Yeah, it's not.
It's a very slight grade going down from there.
How many culverts did you study? It would take how many homes?
A minimum of 6.
Homeowner, that would include the culverts.
That would include a big cross culvert to go underneath the cul-de-sac to drain the right side going in, and then the left side going in, you're looking at 3 to get it down to where we would need some sort of a drain outlet.
So the home.
Do either one of you live in the, I know you do in the one, but who lives in that other home to the left of the turnaround? Where her hand is right now.
Yeah, he's a single guy. He says he didn't have work to be here, then he had to work. So. But we all had agreed if we had to give up a little property to get this straight, we would.
I don't think it's a property issue. It's getting back to it's a drainage issue, which is not insurmountable. I mean, we should be able to. It looks like the 3 properties on the east side is all owned by the same individual, or same family at least.
In the back of us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that all belongs to
Cooners.
Yeah, Cooners.
So, I mean,
I would like to look into that more on how that property would be affected off of Poverty Gulch as far as all the water coming that direction.
So there's no existing ditch lines or anything there?
No.
I think anybody down there would be open just about anything, because no matter any, I know that you're looking about flooding and whatnot here, but they get flooded out anyway, so if there's a way to abate or to help them not maybe get so flooded, I think they'd be open.
Or just control it better or direct it.
Yeah, because everything comes off of our yard, rocks. I mean, just chunks of pavement all goes down to...
I brought in some beautiful river rock and put it in, and it's all in their backyard.
Yeah.
Did you go get it?
They've got a pretty backyard.
I was saying.
Yeah.
Did you send a bill?
Yeah.
It's grow grass. It just runs right out.
Is that something you guys are willing to look at?
Yes.
Is that something you guys are willing to look at?
Yeah. I think they need to at least see if we can get some drainage going somewhere.
Let them work on it and bring it back. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying? Table it.
So, kind of what we're talking about doing is tabling it. You guys all work together, figure out what we can do, come up with a solution to where we can try to get you guys taken care of. But we're pretty much leaving it up to Huff and Hayes there.
I second the motion.
Move to table Timber Ridge Circle. We have a motion on the floor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Yes, sir.
When you table it, how long? I mean, when's the next?
We didn't do it for a definite time.
Okay.
So, like, if we would have said table to November 17th at 2:45, we would have taken it up at November 17th at 2:45. Right now, you guys can kind of figure it out and then come back to us whenever you're ready. We didn't deny it, so it's not like it's, you have to go through the petition process again. That's the main, either deny, accept, or table.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, guys.
We will be getting in touch with you and talking with you on some of it on site.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ready for the next one?
I will say this. I know in years past, a lot of times people have brought stuff to us, but they're not willing to... What was that one where, like, the his pole was right there in the middle of the roadway? Well, I'm not moving it. Well, then we're not going to... So I do like to see the last two or three road petitions, we've been able to work with each other to come up with solutions. So it got kind of funny, Sheila. Were you for that one, Mike?
I think I remember something about it.
It's like... Anyways. Go ahead.
Lookout Ridge... it currently has 8 homes on it.
Okay.
It is off of Sunset Inn Road, T-30, down towards the end. The Ladybug, the development just to the north of there. It has, it's a through road. It has a lot of potential. So, can you do the video on it, Kathy, so they can kind of see more of what I'm talking about? It does have a lot of repairs that would need to be done to get it stable to where you could put asphalt over it. Starting there.
This is down T Highway?
Yeah, T-30, Sunset Inn Road.
Would you just...
We'd have to go in and take care of a lot of the vegetation, get it underway.
Are there ditches there?
There are existing ditches. They would just need to be
reestablished.
Okay. There's a lot of structure issues where we would have to dig it out